Americans know all about those low-priced retail superstores where the business philosophy is buy 'em cheap and stack 'em high. Now these ultra-discount stores have begun proliferating in a country more famous for being one of the most expensive places on earth, Japan. As NPR's Louisa Lim found out on a recent trip to Tokyo, these bargain stores serve as an economic and social barometer.
This neighborhood shop in the heart of Tokyo is known as the one coin shop because every single item in the whole store costs the same price, 100 yen a piece, that's about 85 cents. And for that one coin, you can buy the most staggering array of items.
We don't have shoes, but we have flip-flops. We have hats, we have t-shirts, we have trousers. So yes, you can dress yourself from head to toe in our clothes.
Takashi Arai works for the aptly named Kandu Company, which runs almost 800 bargain shops. Money's now pouring into the cash registers. 100 yen shops account for around $8.5 billion of business a year. Japanese shoppers might once have been more famous for their fanatical brand loyalty, splurging huge amounts on designer clothing. But now it's the lowest end of the market, the no-brand goods, that are capturing shoppers' imagination. These ultra-discount stores were born out of Japan's 15 years of stagnation and deflation, an economic squeeze that meant people no longer had money to spend. Nowadays, the economy is improving and competition is increasing. This advert tells shoppers to request whatever they can't find on the shelves. It's part of a drive to expand their customer base. The Kandu companies also eyeing new markets, with plans to open stores in Shanghai, where thrifty shoppers abound. At home, however, retailers are targeting a rapidly growing set of shoppers, those over 65, who now make up more than 20% of Japan's population. Takashi Arai again.
We do think about our elderly customers. We started selling spectacles, and in that section the numbers are big so that they're easy to read. We also sell single servings of food, for example rice, in portions designed for one person.
It's so simple, Kuragane says, clutching a 1,000 yen note in his hand. I come here because I don't need to work out how much to spend. An elderly man living alone, his dinner is in his shopping basket. Instant noodles, bean curd, a package of seaweed and peanuts, and a small chocolate dessert. But shoppers of all ages populate the aisles. Miss Sato checks through her basket, washing up brushes, juice, apple tea bags, and a soapbox. She's single and no longer in the first flush of youth, though still living with her parents. Money is short because she's not working, like an increasing number of young Japanese who've been dubbed parasite singles. I always come here first to see if they have what I'm looking for, she says. I'll only go elsewhere if it's not here. She's not the only bargain hunter. Japan's own economic downturn has left many badly off, with the gap between rich and poor growing wider. And if melons that cost $100 were the symbol of the roaring Japan of the 80s, the 100 yen shop represents the economic trials of the last 15 years. Louisa Lim, NPR News.